Think of your favorite stuffed animal when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite little stuffy. Okay. Just keep stuffy in mind when we talk about Buzz Baby University this morning. It's happening. Your wife and you are not seeing eye to eye on what to do with the stuffed animals that are piling up.
Oh, God. Baby Allie was born July 20th. I bought her first stuffed animal in June, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And put it on her little crib once we finished the nursery or whatever you call it. And I didn't realize that they multiply like exponate, because one of the many gifts that we've gotten from the baby shower to Christmas was stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Tons of them. Her first stuffed animal she got from Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, and the problem is, I love them. They're cute. She holds them and hugs them and does little things cute. This one stuffed animal that we got like four of the same one.
Mm.
And the last one we got of the same one was a very special one. Same one, but it came from my son.
Mm.
So now we've got four of them. Just of that one.
And she's only 5 months old. You just wait, my friend.
Oh, my God.
You just wait. And it's weird that you didn't experience this with your boys.
No,
well, I guess little girls.
Not as much. Yeah, no.
Throughout their life, they still want stuffed animals.
Yeah, no. And it's funny because my wife isn't a stuffed animal person. And I found that out at, you know, our little anniversary. I'd get her. She's like, okay, thank you. But I'm really not into it. I'm like, oh, you know, that's where you're testing out the relationship. You're not quite sure what she likes. I got her cute little stuffed animal. She didn't like it.
You guys don't see eye to eye, you said.
No, nope, she's like.
But what to do with all these stuffed animals?
Correct. I want to keep them because they're, you know, they're real. They're human living things. And they have you know, feelings and stuff.
Watch Toy Story.
Yeah, exactly. Toy Story ruined it for me. And of course, she wants to weed them out.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay. 222-2899. Because if you're a parent, first, if you're not a parent, just think of your stuffy when you were a kid.
Is that what you called it? A stuffy?
No, but I don't know, stuffed animal, stuffy. Well, what do you call? Would you call your favorite stuffed animal?
I didn't have a favorite stuffed animal. I had a doll, a Quick Draw McGraw stuffed animal.
If you're a parent, then I'm sure you know what it's like to have these stuffed animals build up, pile up, take over the house.
You know, I don't like you.
Why? What did I do?
Because you gave me one last week.
Oh, I did. Didn't I? Oh, I did.
You're part of the problem, too.
Yeah, but mine talks. It teaches.
Oh, it was dead. I had to get new batteries.
Well, of course you had to get new batteries. I was in the middle of purging. You think I'm going to stop everything to find batteries for you? It's a good one. It's the little doggy that, you know, teaches you whatever it teaches you.
Yeah,
I forgot
it teaches
now.
You things. I don't know, because it doesn't work.
Oh, gosh. You want me to bring in batteries tomorrow?
No.
Anyhow, what do you do? Do you throw them out? Do you purge your stuffed animals or not?
What do you do? I need to look to you as a professor in Buzz Baby University.
We did a major purge.
Uh-huh.
Major. I mean, there were tears. there were fights. There was laughter. There was reminiscing. There was everything. That kind of purge. It was just god awful.
Were there negotiations?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot. Now, my husband and my older daughter are fantastic at purging. They can just throw anything out. They don't care.
Really?
Donate it. Throw it out. Whatever. The Goodwill in Greece, you guys are getting some good stuff. Let me tell you. Two trips of awesome things. But anyhow, my little one and me like to hang on to things.
Mm-hmm.
The stuffed animals were in the center of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And we were divided as a family. Leah and Danger just wanted to throw them out. Because I hear you can't do, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, and God, I hope I'm not wrong, because now I'll feel terrible. I heard you cannot donate stuffed animals. Like children's hospitals won't take them. Like a Goodwill won't take them because they're stuffed animals. It kind of makes sense, right?
Oh,
you don't know what.
Bed bugs and.
I think. Oh, God.
Crickets and stuff.
So the option of donating wasn't even on the table.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Family was divided and my little one and I lost 3 garbage bags full
no.
of stuffed animals.
No.
Brand new, beautiful, in awesome shape. And I was going to give them all to you, but I'm like, Scott will murder me.
I will murder you, yes. Because I would want to keep them, but my wife, I don't know.
I mean, there was Disney, things that we spend a lot of money on.
Oh, no.
Ginormous My Little Pony. I mean, these were fantastic. It broke my heart. Like, that happened over Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
Still to this day, every day, there's a moment where I stop and think about those poor little stuffed animals. I feel so awful.
Just think of where they are right now.
I know.
In just like limbo purgatory between heaven and hell.
What side are you on? Are you on the side, the cold-hearted side that you'll just throw them out? 2222899.
Or do you have a dedicated spare bedroom with a bed full of them?
That's what you need. You need really a spare room in your house. You named it.
No.
You called it.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell Sandy that all those stuffed animals can be donated to Lollipop Farm or any kind of dog shelter because the puppies and the kittens, and not so much the puppies, but I think the kittens get a stuffed animal in their little play area.
I didn't even think
I am
of
for
that.
Real. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, the state police and Monroe County Sheriff used to also take them sometimes and keep them in their trunk for car accidents if there's little kids.
Oh, my God. Now
but,
I feel
so you
even
can
worse.
Check with them. I don't know if that is still happening.
Gotcha.
But I definitely know the dogs, the animal shelters take them.
That's okay. This is great to know.
For everybody else who has stuffed animals piling up, now you know there's a nice place they can go.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
You got to keep the best and toss the rest.
See, you're a tosser too. No heart.
Yeah. That sounds like one of those
store them, and nobody else wants them unless you have a garage sale.
Yeah.
And then you're only going to get 25 cents a piece for them. Woo, that's worth holding on to.
Keep the best, toss the rest.
Yep.
That sounds like one of those signs you find at like the Cornhill Arts Festival.
Well, sure, you don't like them. If you have a favorite toy, stuffed animal, that shit, it's your baby.
They pile up, don't they? I mean, you have a lot of kids.
Yeah. I had those stupid nuts that you hang above the bed.
The nuts.
Oh,
God. The one in the corner.
That's a throwback.
I had
right
those
there.
Full of them. I had the basement full of them. Storage bins full of them. I said, no.
Done.
Yep. Thank Four Dunzo. Garbage cans full.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Buzz Baby University, you're a professor. What to do?
Well, with all the ones we had, we donated them to our local ambulance, fire department, police department to get the children there in bad situations.
Yeah.
God, that's what some other woman called up. I did not even think of it. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, now I feel even more guilty. I feel terrible. Anybody else, don't feel the guilt that I feel right now. Donate them. Okay, how do you get a hold? You just get a hold of your police department and...
Just call your local police department or your ambulance corps or your fire department, and they'll gladly take them, and then they hand them out to the children and
very cool.
That's
and
so
fire
sweet.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
I
right.
love knowing they do that.
We
okay.
found a home. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.